This is Coach's Rewind on KDNS 94.1, a weekly review of the football games on Friday night with two coaches per day, per week. Today we start with Osborne head coach Steve Tiernan on his team's 52-46 win over defending champion Hoxie. Four different freshmen had a hand in scoring touchdowns. Tiernan was excited when he talked about the team's win over Hoxie.
Coach, what a way to start the year. I'll tell you, I'm shocked. Not that you won, but very surprised and shocked how things went down. Up 20 points against defending state champion Hoxie, and they lost a lot of kids, but you lost 9 letter winners and 8 starters off the team a year ago. And Donovan Holloway and Tate Tiernan just grabbed the bull by the horns and had 4 other freshmen last night, and you were certainly the talk of the state in high school football last Friday night, winning 52-46. A lot of preparation went in this summer, had a great weight room, kids in the weight room, and just looking at the gauntlet that you had, Hoxie, Elsley, and Victory, how in the world did you prepare your team for the game Friday night?
Well, more than anything, like I tell them, if we're not getting better every drill, every practice, every day, and they took that to heart because all summer, I mean, we had 14 of our 18 guys were here 90% of the time or better. And I don't know that I've ever had that. So they've definitely bought in. And, you know, just what a great way to start. You know, you're playing a team that's the defending state champion. So, yes, I'm pretty sure they even thought we're probably in trouble. But I said, who cares about the scoreboard? Just go out there and do the things that we've worked on and just try to execute at a high level. And at the end of the game, we'll look up the scoreboard and see if we won or lost. And they definitely bought into that. And they played hard. And you said those two names, but boy, it's all of them. I mean, our line played better than I've seen them play to this point. Our other skill guys did a great job of carrying out fakes. And I think we had 3 freshmen score touchdowns and 1 freshman throw the touchdowns. So everybody stepped up and played well.
Well, Coach, one wheeler out with about 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Tate Tiernan to Donovan Holloway got you on the board from about 62 yards out. For people that don't know what a wheel route is, it's when the running back fakes a block, sneaks down the sideline, usually the right sideline, could be the left sideline, comes out of the backfield and breaks down the sideline. If you've officiated or coached against or even broadcasted with your teams in the past, you know that you're pretty much 90% run. But you know this year with your son Tate knowing the playbook and Donovan Holloway's speed that going to have to open it up a little bit and pass. And what a way to open up the season and their careers with a 62-yard wheel route pass from Tate Tiernan to Donovan Holloway.
Yeah, that was a great way to start. I talked to them that before about that, and they said, well, we could just go with the down out, just like a 5-yard shorter pass, and then we'll set them up for it. And I said, boys, here's what you're not realizing. We have 0 to lose. I mean, let's just go out and just throw it all out there and see if they can stop us or not. And actually, that was the second play of the game that we scored on that. And, you know, you could definitely just see a switch that got turned on, like, hey, we can do this. We are not junior high anymore. We can compete at this level. And they just continue to do that the rest of the game. I mean, there was lots of mistakes, lots of things to correct, but for the most part, the effort was there even when things started looking bad. I mean, even early on, we're down to a touchdown, and they had the ball, and we held them, and I mean, nobody's head went down. We just went down and scored and took the lead before half. And just like I said, all the things as a coach that you like to see happened.
Well, Coach, you had a 20-point lead there for a long time. That probably shocked me more than anything. But then you had to hold on in the fourth quarter. You knew Hoxie was coming back. Kind of talk about defensive coordination and the defense there that held off Hoxie to get your first win of the year.
Yeah, the defense, they did a great job. I mean, they were obviously, Hoxie was a lot bigger than us. And when they decided to just say, the heck with this fancy stuff, let's just run the ball downhill. And here we come. We did. We stepped up and we stopped them. And, you know, if you're going to live and die by that game, you've got to gain yards every play. And it just seemed like every second or third play, we'd get them for no gain or a loss, which then got them out of their comfort zones. And they did have to throw the ball or try something they weren't as comfortable doing. So defense did a great job.
Well, Coach, you put a notch in a peg up in your notch and first win of the year against defending champion Hoxie. Now comes El Saline and then Victoria. I know your mentality is one game at a time, but everybody but Coach Dion Prime Sanders know that you improve the most between game 1 and game 2. What are you looking to do this week, and what do you see in El Saline?
You know, it's funny you say that because we actually talked about that after game 1. Don't go start thinking we won the Super Bowl. And probably the biggest improvement does come from week one to week two. And if they're going to hold true to that, they're going to have to play really well next week. Because, I mean, just overall, we played very well. I mean, as a whole, we played pretty well. I mean, some guys played, you know, really, really well. And then some guys can still get better. Everybody can get better. But it doesn't get easier. I mean, no, this week will be tougher. Then I got a feeling the next week can be even tougher. But as I told them even before last game, last year we had a pretty good team. I mean, a lot of starters back. We started the year 0-3. We competed with all those teams, and we got beat by all of them, and it had zero implication on our playoffs. So, I mean, unless we're going to take these like preseason games, we're more worried about us and what we do than what the other team is going to try to do to us. And then once district starts, we focus on the other team. So hopefully, like I said, hopefully you're right. We can just improve each week, each day.
Coach, appreciate your time today. A fantastic 52-46 win over Hoxie, 1-0 on the year, and you're the talk of the state, but it doesn't mean anything unless you go play well and back it up this week against El Saline.
You're exactly right. Let's just keep rolling.